How do you do, everybody? From Nashville, Tennessee, the heart of the Southland, Prince Albert, the world's most popular smoking tobacco, presents your Grand Ole Opry.
Gone with Sunday shoes on, got my hair slicked down.
Having a big time tonight.
Can of good Prince Albert, for my pleasure found.
Having a big time tonight.
Going to the hoedown in my Sunday clothes.
Having a big time tonight.
Going to still be dancing when the rooster crows.
Having a big time tonight.
Yeah!
Come with us again to the Grand Ole Opry House and join in another half hour of fun, music, and song. This real, typical music of America that never grows old is all ready to make your feet shuffle and let you swing your partner to the old-time breakdowns. And you, too, will enjoy the fine old songs of the hills. Every Saturday night, this program, the only one of its type, is sent to you with the good wishes of our sponsor, the folks who make Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Well, sir, we have a great big cast tonight, which includes Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain Boys, Zeke Clements, Ford Rush, D. Ford Bailey, Jack Shook, and the Possum Hunters Band. And now that the curtain is up and everything is ready, we'll call on our master of ceremonies, the solemn old judge, and his wood bucket whistle. All right, George Hay, blow yourself in.
Thank you. Thank you, David Stone and everybody, and good evening. The Opry boys and girls are all set and raring to go. Spring has hit Tennessee with a bang, so it's our turn to pass it on to you, believing a little circulation now and then is relished by the best of men. Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain boys open our shindig with a hoedown, good old Mountain Dew. Roy, you're in the driver's seat. Let her go.
Call it that old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. If you hush up your mug, they'll fill up your jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Down the road here from me, there's old Holler Tree, where you lay down a dollar or two. If you hush up your mug, they'll fill up your jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
They call it that old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. If you hush up your mug, they'll fill up your jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
He rode by with his head high, stood high, his high head by his side. He thought that they ought to give him a quart of that good old Mountain Dew.
They call it that old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. If he hush up, he must, they'll fill up his jug with that good old Mountain Dew. Call it that old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. If you hush up your mug, they'll fill up your jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Roy. That's fine. Well, friends, as we came to work tonight on the Grand Ole Opry, we noticed a great many cars from other sections of America. The Opry was designed more than 14 years ago to present American folk tunes from all parts of our land. Most of these tunes have been handed down through the generations from the days before the American Revolution, coming originally from the British Isles and continental Europe. We believe that is one reason for our wide audience shown by our mail, which comes from every state in the Union, Canada, and neighboring countries. In spite of the severe winter weather we've had here in Nashville, Tennessee, recently, we noticed tonight license plates on cars parked outside the Opry House from Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Missouri, Oklahoma, Texas, Alabama, Georgia, and the Carolinas. When the weather gets a little warmer, I know we'll have visitors from New England, the Northwest, and the West to add to the states already mentioned. We welcome our friends to the Opry House tonight to see our broadcast. When you return to your homes, wherever they are, please give our kindest regards to all of our friends there. Here's a sweet old song which seems to grow in favor as the years go by. Darling Nellie Gray. It will be presented by Ford Rush, our representative from the Magnolia State, Mississippi. It's all yours, Ford.
There's a low green valley on the old Kentucky shore where I've whiled many happy hours away. A-sitting and a-singing by the little cottage door where lived my darling. Poor Nellie Gray, they have taken you away, and I'll never see my darling anymore. I'm sitting by the river, and I'm weeping all the day, for you've gone from the old Kentucky shore. My eyes are getting blinded, and I cannot see my way. Hark, there's somebody knocking at the door. Oh, I hear the angels calling, and I see my Nellie Gray. Farewell to the old Kentucky shore. Oh, my darling Nellie Gray, up in heaven there they say that they'll never take you from me anymore. I'm a-coming, coming, coming, as the angels clear the way. Farewell to the old Kentucky shore.
Thank you, Ford Rush. Thank you very much. Well, Dave Stone, now that you've been doing such heavy thinking over there in the corner, how about letting our pipe-smoking friends in on how they can get more real smoking pleasure?
Well, Judge, you mean you want me to tell them about Prince Albert smoking tobacco?
Yes, Dave, and why it's called the National Joy Smoke.
Well, friends, when we say a product is outstanding, we mean it's got a certain something that others can't match. Now, that's the way it is with Prince Albert. Yes, Prince Albert has got that certain something that just can't be beat. Listen to this. A leading independent laboratory of national reputation recently conducted an investigation to find the coolest smoking tobacco. These scientific tests were made in special smoking bowls. The results of these tests confirmed the opinion of millions of veteran pipe smokers about Prince Albert. These tests showed that Prince Albert burned 86 degrees cooler than the average of the 30 other of the largest selling brands tested, coolest of all, mind you. And believe me, when you couple a smoking tobacco with such words as cool smoking, mild and rich tasting, you've got a combination that just can't be beat. Get Prince Albert, men. It's well called the National Joy Smoke. More men vote for Prince Albert than any other brand.
A truer word you never smoke, partner. Well, we continue with our Grand Ole Opry now, and it's the entire company in a good old hoedown, Sourwood Mountain. Let it go, 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. Sounds like old time and spring is here. By Jiminy Crickets. Well, it's our farmer friend now from way down in Warrior, Alabama, with his horse and everything. Zeke Clemens. Come on out, Zeke. And the tune is one of his most popular, A Love Knot in My Lariat. All right, Zeke?
There's a love knot in my lariat. Oh, la 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 yeah, la la la. And it's waiting for my blue-eyed gal, you bet. While I'm riding range all day, my lasso seems to say it twines around this ornery stray. Oh, there's a love knot in my lariat. Oh, la 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 la. And it's waiting for my little prairie pet. And when I swing my lasso, you hear my yodeling. Oh, there's a love knot in my lariat. Oh, la 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 la. Oh, la la la. Hey, la la la, hey, hey, oh, hey. Oh, la la la, hey, oh, la la la, hey. Oh, la la la, hey, hey, oh, hey. Now there's a love knot in my lariat. Oh, la la la, hey, la la la, hey. And it's waiting for my little prairie pet. While I'm riding range all day, my lasso seems to say it twines around this ornery stray. While there's a love knot in my lariat. Oh, la la la, hey, la la la, and it's waiting for my little prairie pet. And when I swing my lasso, you hear my yodeling. Oh, there's a love knot in my lariat. Oh, la la la, oh, 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 la
very nice, Zeke. Very nice. The Grand Ole Opry continues, and it's one of the first bands we ever had on the show. More than 14 years ago they started. Oscar Stone said, well, tell them we're going to bring out a plate of hot biscuits, and the tune is, how many biscuits can you eat, neighbors? The answer is 49 and a half of meat. Let it go, Stone and all the possum hunters. And now, friends, we introduce our mascot on the Grand Ole Opry, little D. Ford Bailey, with his red hot harmonica. The tune is his interpretation of a Tennessee fox chase. All right, D. Ford.
Hey, take it. Yeah, yeah. Hey, get it. Stick it. Hey, get it. Ow, ow, ow. Hey, stick it. Hey, catch it. Yow, yow. Hey, stick it. Ow, ow, ow. Hey. Hey, get it. Ow, ow, ow. Hey, stick it. Cut it. Hey, get it. Hey, stick it. Hey, get it. Cut it. Hey, stick it. Yeah, yeah.
Say, Judge,
you know, you're always putting me on the spot around here, and I think it's high time I did something about you.
Well, shoot ahead there, neighbor. Nothing stumps the judge.
Okay, Judge. Tell me, what does crimp-cut tobacco mean?
Well,
Very good, Judge. Now tell me, what does the no-bite process mean in smoking tobacco?
Well, it means that, Say, do you know all these things yourself?
Why, certainly I do. Crimp cut and the no bite are processes used by Prince Albert to avoid parching and biting from excess heat, to allow pipe smokers to enjoy all of the fine flavor of choice Prince Albert tobacco. That's why every pipe full of Prince Albert gives you a real downright smoking comfort. And there are around 50 pipefuls of fragrant tobacco in every pocket tin. Fellas, it's no wonder Prince Albert is the national joy smoke. Better pick up a tin tomorrow.
Thank you, David. We carry on now, and we present one of our most popular tunes, Roy Acuff, Cousin Roy himself, and it's the Wabash Cannonball. Here it comes.
Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the queen of flowing mountains to the South Bell by the shore. She's mighty tall and handsome and known well by all. She's the combination on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland through the hills and by the shore. Hear the roar of the engineer, those lonesome hobos squall. Hear traveling through the jungles on the Wabash Cannonball. Birmingham one cold December day, as she rolled into the station, you could hear all the people say, there's a girl from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall, she came down from Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball. Our eastern states are dandy, so the people always say, from New York to St. Louis and Chicago by the way, from the hills of Minnesota where the rippling waters fall, no changes can be taken on the Wabash Cannonball. Here's to Daddy Claxton, may his name forever stand and always be remembered in the courts of Alabama. His earthly race is over and the curtains round him fall. We'll carry him home to victory on the Wabash Cannonball. along the woodland, through the hills and by the shore. Hear the roar of the engineer, the lonesome hobo squall. You're traveling through the jungles on the Wabash Cannonball.
Well, Roy, you hit the bullseye that time, my good friend. Now all the boys gather around for a good old hoedown. The chickenry, lead them off, Mac, will you? Let it go. Thank you. Well, it's Zeke Clements again. Zeke Clements, and the tune is Just a Little Loving Will Go a Long, Long Way.
Thank you.
Just a little loving will go a long way. You make me happy the rest of my day. Put your arms around me, then I'll be your slave. Oh, just a little loving will go a long way. Ever since that time began, love has ruled the world. Even Adam set the pace and started it a whirl. I met you and now I know that you're the one for me. Come on back and you will plainly see. Just a little loving will go a long way. You'll make me happy the rest of my days. Put your arms around me, then I'll be your slave. Cause just a little loving will go a long way. I don't believe you really know how much that I love you. If you did, you'd come on back and make my dreams come true. Your eyes, your lips, your loving kisses seem to linger yet. Now I'll forgive, but please don't you forget that just a little loving will go a long way. You make me happy the rest of my days. Put your arms around me, then I'll be your slave. Oh, just a little loving will go a long way. Very nice, Zeke. Very nice. Well, friends, Oscar Stone, leader of the Possum Hunters Band, which was one of the very first groups ever presented on our Grand Ole Opry, is a great hunter and fisherman in his spare time. He loves to spend hours on the old Cumberland River, at which times Oscar says he comes to himself, and everything is all right with the world, as far as he's concerned anyway. One day we went with Oscar and asked him where he dug up those old-time tunes that he plays with his trusty fiddle. And he said, well, it's hard to tell, Judge. They were playing them when I was knee-high to a duck, and that's been a half century ago. And my dad told me that they had them long before he came along. They're just sort of handed down through the generations. Now and then somebody will add a few notes and a few words, but all of them come from the heart. Once in a while, some of us get in a big argument about how to play these old-time tunes, they're almost as old as the hills, you know. And we end up by agreeing to disagree. Oscar Stone, his possum hunters, will give us a colorful breakdown now, typical of the Tennessee hills, Sleepy Lou. Thank you. Thank you, Oscar Stone and all the possum hunters. David Stone, come on in here and give us some good news about Prince Albert, will you please?
Pipe smokers, Prince Albert is made especially for you fellas who enjoy a smoking tobacco that's mild, tasty, and burns cool. That's why Prince Albert is the world's most popular smoking tobacco. For you fellas who roll your own cigarettes, you can't beat Prince Albert for makings. Its special crimp-cut process makes it easy to roll into tightly packed cigarettes. Friends, whether you're a pipe smoker or a roll-your-own smoker, you'll increase your smoking pleasure with the National Joy Smoke. Remember, it's Prince Albert.
It's time to gather all the boys around and take a little sugar out of that gourd. Come on, Roy, let's go. Time to slow down the horses and unhitch them for another week. We appreciate your interest in our Grand Ole Opry, and we'll be on hand next week at this same time. This is George Hay, the solemn old judge, saying good night and good luck, everybody. Okay, David Stone?
Next week at the same time, we'll be back in the Opry House for another half hour of your favorite music and songs. And during the week, here are other things to remember for your radio entertainment. Monday night, tune in Blondie. The adventures of that famous comic strip couple, Blondie and Dagwood Bumstead, on another network. On Saturday night, there are two great programs for your entertainment. Bob Crosby and the best Dixieland band in the land with Mildred Bailey and the Grand Ole Opry on this same network. And during the week for your smoking enjoyment, it's Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco, the National Joy Smoke.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.